At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tom Buddy joins us in the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. He is the fire chief in Melrose. And I was up there earlier this week to do a story, compelling, because but one of the guys he fights fires with over the years that he's good friends with, a guy that runs the food services at the school. He's got three kids that participate in sports and who referees at the side. He's one of those guys that makes the town of Melrose go. And until this winter, and we'll get to that in a minute. Tom, thank you for joining us.
Hey, good evening, Mike. Glad to be a part of your show.
Yeah, we're going to play this, do a TV special on tonight on our sports rally after the 10 o'clock, on the 10 o'clock news, which will get on maybe a little late because of basketball tonight. But explain who Aaron Schmitz was.
You know, Aaron Schmitz was a very dedicated guy. He was a gentleman that dedicated to his family, like you mentioned earlier, the Kim and the three kids, and then he was dedicated to the community of Melrose, serving on several boards and serving on the Melrose Fire Department for 20 years. And he was also dedicated to his work. Like you mentioned, he was the cafeteria, the food service director at the Melrose High School, and every kid knew him. He knew every kid. He was the glue for the community.
And you worked with him side by side. I mean, literally going in and fighting fires together for years, right?
That's correct, Mike. Aaron and I joined the department 20 years ago, the first come January, this past January. And let me tell you, when you talk about brotherhood on different things, and I don't think people really understand it until they actually go through some of this stuff. And on the fire side of things, we would go into fires. He had my back. I had his back. We knew as a team we were coming out together. He was a brother to me.
And people have probably denoted that we're talking about him in past tense. Explain what happened this winter, just less than a month ago.
Yeah. He went into had a situation with his appendix. Got transferred down to the St. Cloud Hospital. Got out. Complications to the surgery. Had a seizure and Sunday evening, basically 6 days later, had two seizures and was unable to make it through those two. And it's devastating to the community.
46 years old, three kids, mentioned a brother to you on the fire department. What was that period of time like for you and as you got the call? When did you know that the outcome was not going to be what anyone desired?
You know, it was... when you're on the department, you can hear the pagers go off when ambulance and different departments go off. And we heard the ambulance get called to this house, and it brought a pit to my stomach. But thinking, okay, we've got excellent healthcare services in the
sure.
community that they'll get him. And then Kim actually had the doctor call me Sunday night and tell me the news at 10:15 that he had passed away. He didn't make it. And I'm like, you're kidding me. And it just, it's like you just freeze. I guess there's no better way to say it, Mike. You just froze. And it's like, this can't be true. At 46 years old, I just talked to the guy. I mean, we had some things. We had a relationship that was just unbelievable.
Mm. Now, 5 days later after his death, part of the story tonight, he's got a son that's a senior on the basketball team at Melrose. And as most schools do, at the end of the year, they have a parents' night or a senior night, whatever you want to call it, where the player walks out with the senior member on the team, and they honor them before the game. And so that was slated just 5 days after his passing. And obviously his mother's still with him, but his father no longer. Right. Explain what happened next.
Sure. So Sunday night, my wife and I go up to the hospital. We just, as the fire department would, like I said, we're one family. We want to be there to support her and the kids. And we were talking with her, and she said, oh, all Aaron talked about when he got home from the hospital was, is, I'm going to walk out on the court, Derek, with you for senior night, because I know what it means to you. And I'm going to be there. I'm going to be there. And when he couldn't, and Kim was talking to me about that, I said, there's 24 guys that will support you, Aaron and Derek. We will walk out on the court if that's what you want us to do. She looked at me and she says, yes, I want you guys there because I know he's a part of your family and you're part of our family. Please, please have us walk out on the court with us.
And so you did.
We did, and let me tell you, there was not a dry eye on the court. Mm. I mean, the school system, that's his workplace. Everybody knew him. Aaron was at just about every home game, whether it be working the concession stands, helping out, making sure the food was going good. But everybody knew him. He reffed lower-level games, so the younger kids knew him. And so when we walked out on there, and then the coolest part, I think, Mike, was the whole gym just stood up and applauded for about 5 minutes. Unbelievable.
How is his son handling it?
You know, it's we all process things on our own time.
And yes, we do.
He's talking through it a little bit, and it's a struggle. I truly believe they made their first round of playoffs, and they won the first game. And I truly believe that was for Aaron, and Aaron had a hand in it. So,
because they were the big underdog in that game.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, it. When I heard it, brought tears to my eyes that Melrose won. I'm like, you guys did it for Aaron. That's what I feel, anyways. But
yeah,
you're right. He, Derek's doing well. The younger daughter, Jaden, she's doing okay. I think a little more of a struggle than the older girl, daughter Stephanie is.
She's like 25.
Well.
There's no easy way through this. Going for appendicitis and you don't come out, and you're 46 years old, and you've got this wonderful personality that everybody respects. But there's also something about being in a small town when that happens, particularly when you're active in a small town like he was, and to be right amongst people like yourself who are also active in a small town like that, that make the whole thing tick. That fire department that you've got, that really is quite a fraternity, isn't it?
It is, and seeing the guys that came forward, and I threw out to the guys, I'm like, you know, we got to wash the trucks. I mean, this is a big thing. We got to make sure the trucks are cleaned up and ready to go, and everything's done. And man, I mean, everybody was there. I would get messages throughout the week. Is there something, Chief, that you need me to do? Is there something that we can do for Kim? I mean, we cooked meals for the kids. I mean, the department as a whole, I couldn't be prouder. I mean, they came together, and they're supporting Kim and the family as best as we can.
Well, you guys keep up the great work. It was so impressive to watch what you've done, and I can just see the spirit that you have as a leader for that entire fire department. And we'll bring you the story with pictures tonight on our 10 o'clock news as part of a rally. But, Tom, thank you so much, and I commend you and wish you – I know it's tough times for everybody, and, keep healing one day at a time, buddy.
That's all we can do, and I appreciate all that you've done for this, to bring this to light. I mean, it's fabulous. It's a great story. Unfortunately, not in the best light we'd like to see a different outcome, but thank you for all that you've done, Mike. It's been a pleasure.
Tom Buddy, Fire Chief Melrose.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.